Like many people, I was not actually watching the football game during the Super Bowl. I was focused on the commercials, and one in particular caught my attention. And it wasn't about a new movie. It wasn't about some new kind of food. It was about Washington's budget. Joining us now to discuss on the KVI studio line, president of Enterprise Washington, Paul Graves. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Ari.
Such a pleasure. So tell me, you guys ran this ad during the Super Bowl. What was the goal of this?
Try to help educate the public on Washington State's budget. It's a big year. There's a budget. It's got to be passed in Olympia this year, and public officials have been talking about a budget crisis and about a budget deficit somewhere from $4 to $15 billion, depending on who you ask. And we want to make sure that the public has the facts and the information about the budget, about the recent increases in the budget and taxes, and what it all means for their pocketbooks.
So tell us a little bit more about what you guys do personally, because I'm looking for people who give me numbers. You know, we talk to friends at other think tanks and such, and they give us numbers and they tell us what's going on. You got a whole website here which is talking about the budget, but the Democrats can't seem to tell us if the budget is $12, $15, $16, $17 billion. I assume you guys have looked into this a little bit more.
Yeah, and it's hard because this is part of where it can be confusing and why we thought that a public education campaign would be useful. And you're right, we do have a website, budgetbreakdown.org, and it's pretty straight. You know, the website there is pretty straightforward. We've got sources. Most of them are the government's numbers themselves, things from the governor's Office of Financial Management, the governor's main budget person, from the Forecast Revenue Council and stuff like that. And a big part of where you get this gap between what the number of the deficit might be has to do with projected spending. We do budgeting every 2 years, but we've also got a law that requires us to do 4 years out how much spending and taxes are going to be. And of course, when you're budgeting out 4 years, so much depends on what programs you're actually going to put into place and what spending you're actually going to do. And so decisions that happen now can affect those things, and that's why you see such a big difference between what the shortfalls might be.
We're talking to Paul Graves. He's the president of Enterprise Washington. They have this new website, budgetbreakdown.org, that you may have seen a commercial for during the Super Bowl. Now, we know a lot of people locally are inspired by the example of Doge out in Washington, D.C., so they've kind of done their own version of that here in Washington State. They've done it in California and other places. Are you guys looking into the waste, or you guys are just looking at, hey, here's what they're spending, and here's what they're spending it on, and you guys should be aware of this?
This is a public education campaign, but of course we're also educating the public on where the spending is going and then what particular outcomes you get from it. Most of the time when you spend money, you want to know the thing that you're getting for it. And so we're certainly doing quite a bit of education on increased spending over the last 4 years. The state has increased its spending by about 40%. Tax revenues up 25% in that time. That's how you can get that shortfall. But we've got worse outcomes for education, for behavioral health, for homelessness. All the things that you want to spend that money to improve are going the wrong direction. So accountability and outcomes is absolutely a part of helping to educate the public on the state budget.
We are talking with Paul Graves. He's the president of Enterprise Washington, talking about fiscal accountability, fiscal responsibility of our own lawmakers. Now, just to play devil's advocate for a second, because we are the most pro-devil show on the radio, is there any good news looking at this budget? Is there anything here that we go, oh, yeah, you know, we spent money on this and it actually got better? Or is it so overwhelmingly bad news, as you just described, that the good news doesn't even make much of a dent?
Well, the positive thing you could say is that, you know, we mentioned projecting out 2 and 4 years. The state's going to have $10 billion more than it had the last time it did the budget. Normally, you would think that that would be, you know, a good thing for the state itself, that if you, if you get $10 billion more without having to increase taxes just because the economy has been strong, then it makes the budgeting process easier. Of course, you know, again, over the last 4 years, spending has increased 40%, and that's how you can get that shortfall. But the positive thing you could say is that you've got additional revenue. You've got more money to spend on the state's priorities. And we just, want to make sure the public knows about this, because it can be hard to kind of track all these government numbers and the government budget and where the taxes are all going and everything like that. You know, I got to be clear, we're not actually taking any particular position on any spending or taxing proposal or anything like that. But that's one thing you could probably say is pretty positive, is that if the state did nothing and raised no taxes and didn't do anything else, they got $10 billion more than they did last time. You know, normally if you're looking at your priorities and you got $10 billion more than you did last time in like a $80 billion budget, you probably would consider that to be a good thing.
So, Paul, just before we let you go, I'm a little confused here all of a sudden. We have people in our government who are telling us we have this massive billion-dollar budget shortfall, $12 billion, $15 billion, $17 billion. You're telling me we are going to have a $10 billion excess? So where's the discrepancy there between the two?
Oh, the $10 billion is an excess. That's just more money that's coming in from last time. But the reason why you can get a shortfall is if you're planning to spend way, way more than that. That's where you get the shortfall.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the point we've been hammering home time and time again. Paul Graves, why don't you give us that website one more time for our listeners so they can go check it out for themselves, especially all our friends who are really enjoying being part of DOGE Washington.
Absolutely. It's budgetbreakdown.org. Again, we got everything sourced there. Most of it comes from the government itself. You can go in and read the reports yourself and decide for yourself.
Also, you can see their Super Bowl ads, which I think are amazing because, look, they got my attention. They got a lot of other people's attention because I can't tell you how many people said, Ari, what do you know about this organization? Who are these guys? You got to have them on the show. Check out their website. That's budgetbreakdown.org. Paul Graves, really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues, my friends.